This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. 2 hours. 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. That's when we're live. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Who? Who's with us today? Who'd you say? Yeah. Rich Sheevan's back. Welcome, Rich Sheevan.
Well, thank you, Vince. How's everything been over the last month?
You know, it's been hectic, frantic. We have been feverishly preparing for the winter, according to numerous sources, including Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Jet Propulsion Laboratories say it's going to be a rough winter, a cold winter like we haven't had before. And I believe it. So we have been baling, cutting, raking hay, stacking hay, breaking farm equipment, repairing farm equipment, rinse and repeat. That's what we've been doing for the last month. And are you expecting a rough winter?
Well, you know what? We were supposed to have most weather fronts are usually underwhelming. Usually the hype of the media is a lot worse than it is. We were supposed to get this big storm here in western Montana. And a few places did on the eastern front, the east side of the Rockies, you know, from Calgary down to even some places in Montana, like East Glacier, got several feet of snow. But we only got a couple of flakes. Nothing stuck. In fact, the coldest weather we have seen so far this year here in northwest Montana, and, of course, we're in the valley here, is 26 degrees, and that's what it is right now. So the forecast for the next 7 to 8 days is in the 50s for highs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I take everything with a grain of salt because as long as you prepare, and that's what we've been doing. We've been hunting and fishing and gardening and getting the crops in, and I've been getting my firewood in and getting hay for the goats for the winter, you know. So by the time winter gets here and the snow starts sticking, which is typically, now I say typically, the first week of December is when snow usually starts sticking for the winter. And I think everybody does feel in their bones that we are going to have a rougher winter than usual. And it all depends on your context. It depends on your way of life, your lifestyle, your skill sets, your love of nature. So to me, if you're more of an ant and less of a grasshopper and you appreciate nature, a harsh winter really isn't that big of a deal, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Well, for us, it's a big deal because of the cows. You know, we can certainly throw more wood on the fire. We've been stacking, cutting, stacking, hauling firewood. We have thousands of pounds of firewood, but we're putting in way more than we used to. We probably have, I'm thinking, at least 10,000 pounds of firewood ready to go.
So how many cords? How many cords? Kind of divide your length, width, and height by 128. How many cords do you typically go through on an average winter?
Well, I can tell you this. Here's how we do it. Sometimes we buy bundles of wood. And what they do is they take a tree and they want it to be square, but the tree is cylindrical. So they will trim off the edges, the bark, and they call those slabs around here, S-L-A-B-S.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're 12 feet long, sometimes they're a little over 8 feet long. And they will bundle them into a 2,000-pound bundle, which is about the maximum that a 50, 60-horsepower tractor can pick up. Maybe even, it's even hard for a 50-horsepower tractor to pick it up. So we use a 100-horsepower to pick them up with a front-end loader. We'll go through about seven of those, seven times 2,000 pounds, 14,000 pounds in a winter.
So you don't use the unit of measure of cords to see it?
Yeah, a cord is 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. But no, we don't use that here because it doesn't come that way. So, and we haven't built our shed yet. One of the things that we hope to build it in the next couple of months is a firewood shed. So we're thinking 40 feet long, about 12 feet deep, and maybe 10 feet high. And it's just a shed, open in the front, closed on the sides, and closed in the back. The idea is to, with a shed roof, so if the rain will run off the back of it and keep the wood dry. So the sun, the open side would face the south. And the idea is that the sun would dry out the wood, keep the rain off it, so we're not trying to heat wet wood. And when you try to heat wet wood, you waste a lot of energy. And when wet wood, there's two kinds of wet wood. One is wood that's been rained on, it's damp. Dried out, but rained on. And so what happens is you have to boil off all that water because you've got to get the wood over 500 degrees to burn. And if the wood is wet, it won't get above 212 degrees because that is the boiling point of water until all the water has evaporated. So you waste an enormous amount of potential BTUs just trying to boil the moisture off the wood. The other kind of wet wood is green, meaning you just cut it and there's still a lot of moisture in the wood because it was alive. So it takes about almost a year, 9 months to a year, for wood to dry out so that you don't have too much moisture. So is that what you do? You let your wood sit for a year or two before you use it?
Minimum, a very minimum of 6 months. And I try to go a year or two, absolutely. And I never burn green, never, ever. Because anything that's wet or has moisture in it is going to be more of a buildup of creosote on your pipes structure. Now, even though I have a straight pipe structure with no elbows, I still try to keep that pipe as clean as possible and burn my fires as hot as possible. And that works out pretty well, especially with this new wood cook stove that I got about 2 years ago. I'm going through a lot less wood than my old wood cook stove, and it's working quite well. So I'm probably using 2 to 3 less cords per year. I'm guessing 7, maybe 8 cords is what I'd use on an average winter compared to, adding 2, 3 cords to my last stove. And we're doing certain things, too. You know, I have a little propane heater I can turn on if I get home late at night and I don't want to turn on the stove because it gets the upstairs too hot to sleep. I also have thermal blankets or curtains that I cut my cabin in half with during the 3 coldest months of the year to keep the living space a lot warmer so we don't have to heat the whole cabin. So there's a lot of little tricks of the trade that I'm doing to save money and to save workloads for my back. You know, just trying to think of outside the box ideas to live a little smarter in lieu of needing the wood that I used to use over the years in the past.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're probably using about the same amount of wood. You said 7 to 8 cords?
That's roughly what I'm using.
Okay. Yeah.
With this new stove.
So a cord of wood is 4 feet high by 4 feet deep by 8 feet long. Doesn't sound like much. Doesn't sound like much until you try to cut that much and then stack that much. Then it seems like a lot more. But a full cord of oak when it's freshly cut, weighs almost, I mean, just short of 5,000 pounds. When you think about that class, that's more than a car. That's probably more than two modern, you know, mid-sized cars. 4,960 pounds. Now, when it's dried, it weighs about 3,000 pounds. I'm sorry, 3,700 pounds, 3,800 pounds. So it weighs 1,000 pounds less when it's dried. So you're talking about 1,000 pounds of moisture in the wood between freshly cut and dried wood. So we're that's why you don't want to burn green wood, you know, just freshly cut, because of the amount of moisture. And as Rich said, that moisture will cause a creosote buildup, which is this slick, black, shiny substance that lines the chimney, and it's highly flammable. And if you have a chimney, whether it's made out of masonry with a terracotta, you know, orange liner, or just a steel or stainless steel round chimney, when you have creosote in there, if it catches fire, it will sound like a jet engine. It literally will. And if you look at the top of the chimney, you will see flames coming out of it like a jet engine. And it's terrifying because it can split your chimney. It can burn through the steel. It will destroy an insulated stainless steel double-walled flue pipe. It will destroy it because of the heat. It will turn it, it will discolor it and damage the insulation. It'll actually burn the insulation, the fiberglass insulation, in between the two walls of a stainless steel chimney pipe. So what do you do? What do you do if you have a chimney fire? I'm going to tell you. Here's what I've done. Here's what I've done. And I've had them. They happen. Because you can't always see all the creosote in the chimney. So you shut down the air to the wood stove as quickly as possible. You put out that fire by not giving that fire in that tube, which is the chimney. You shut off the air, and it'll go out. But you don't. If you use a hose and you cool off that masonry chimney, you're going to crack it. So you want it to cool slowly. So have you ever had one of those, Rich?
No, but I'm looking at my chimney fire extinguisher. It looks like a big flare that I would throw on the wood stove if that happened. I've had it here. I've never used it because I keep it pretty clean and I burn it pretty hot. And just as far as chimney fires and house fires, I've seen a lot of homes burn down here in Montana because they put screws and nails too close to their chimney. And these metal objects get hot and they reach a flash point. And they burn the house down. So, and as far as the cord, my 2 cents on the cord, 4x4x8 is 128 cubic feet. So don't get confused on basically having your wood set up in multiple piles per cord. That's perfect 4x4x8. What I do is I'll just stack my wood, and I'll measure the length, the width, and the height, and divide by 128 cubic feet. So that just makes life a lot easier for measurement. And when you know how many cords you burn, you will know in the following year how many cords you'll need. And it's just simple math. Vince?
Yes, and it's way more than you think. Whatever you think, it's going to be a lot more wood than you thought. You won't believe it. We'll be right back with Rich Sheehan. It's great to have you back, Rich.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. Rich, just a couple quick things about wood, since we were talking about it. So, class, if you have a pickup truck, that the two sizes of pickup truck beds for most American trucks, they're either an 8-foot bed, which is the full length bed, and then there's a 6.5-foot long bed, which is the short bed. If you fill up an 8-foot bed of a pickup truck with wood and you carefully position it not to waste much space, you can put about a half a cord of wood in that pickup truck, about 2,000 pounds of dry wood. If you have a 6.5-foot bed, which is what's common on most full-size pickup trucks that have rear seats, then you can only put about a third of a cord in that pickup truck. And just a quick side story, there's this woman in our area in Missouri, and there was a mill that was selling scrap wood, and they sold it for about $20 a pickup truck load. This is green wood, bark and things like that. So the owner said, just go over there and load up your truck. And there were customers that had trailers there that were buying wood as well. And the owner of the business said, I'm going to be gone, so just, you know, stack it yourself, put it in your truck, and you can, $20, and just fill up your truck, and off you go. So this woman found some 8-foot-long 4x4 posts at this lumber mill, and she stuck them vertically. in the corners of her pickup truck, and she loaded this thing 8 feet long, 8 feet high. She emptied all the trailers from all the other customers because they were paying for it, but she emptied their trailers to load her truck. And that was the end of, just $20 a load, no more. She ruined it for everybody, one person. And that's what's happening more and more. Greedy people ruining it for everybody else. So I just wanted to share that story. Isn't that an outrage? I mean, there's no way that that guy meant, hey, just fill up your truck to the sky. He meant a standard pickup truck load, not 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really pays, folks, to have a little bit of acreage and to own your own woodlot, whether it be for year-round living or just emergency use. And I harvest my wood year-round, okay? So I get the majority of it on my property. Now, I have bought in the 14 years I've been on this property, I've bought 2 truckloads worth of firewood because it's so ridiculously cheap. So a log truck will just give me a whole logging truck for like $1,300, $1,400, which is ridiculous because I can usually have, with this new stove, I'm going to get possibly 4 years of wood from that logging truck. And I say that because I do supplement my harvest with trees on my property, mostly dead trees. And when Vince was talking about loading up X amount of cords or percentage of cords on a truck, you can always put in a railing, kind of like what that woman jigged up, and increase your wood harvest in your pickup. So, but if you do it year-round, you really don't, it doesn't turn into a chore, it turns into fun. And one of the things that I've talked about in the book, I talked about it on radio shows, you know, for people who go in the woods, you know, bring your shotgun, bring your rifle, bring your bow and arrow along with your chainsaw and make a day out of it and just have fun. And if you did that, not only would it not be a chore, it would also be recreation, because nature, the forest, is healing. It's fun. It's adventure. It's, you get to see animals, whether you're harvesting them or not. You get to live a certain outdoor nature dream. And it's so worthwhile because 99% of my great memories in life are in the woods and not in the cities of corporate America. Vince?
Yeah. Well, we're going into a break, bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back. And I have a question about a pickup truck for you. Your thoughts on having one. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
3 U.S. House committees want Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, to turn over documents related to his efforts with Ukraine. Giuliani is now being investigated for allegedly pressuring Ukraine to probe former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Giuliani, who has yet to say whether he'll comply with the subpoenas, insists that where there was corruption regarding Ukraine, it involved the Bidens and not him and not President Trump.
Is there anybody that believes that Ukraine or China were paying for Hunter Biden's expertise? Or do you have the common sense to realize they were buying Joe Biden's office?
He was speaking on Fox News. Nuclear talks between the U.S. and North Korea to resume this week. A top-ranking North Korean diplomat says they'll start on Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Chevens with us, off-grid Montana. One quick comment, and then Kyle's coming on. So, Rich, if you use 7 to 8 cords of wood per year at 4,000 pounds, that is 28,000 pounds of wood. I just wanted to make it clear to the class. We use about the same amount. We use a lot of wood, an enormous amount of wood. So when you think about wood providing a lot of heat, it does. But you use a lot of energy when you heat with wood. There's no question about it. Kyle, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I use the term conservatively. I tuned in just a little bit late, but I heard Rich that you got a new stove, but I did not catch what brand it is.
Yeah, it's a flame view. It's just like the Kitchen Queen built by the Amish up in Canada. And it's a great stove because it's a wood cook stove. So speaking of conserving energy, we always have hot water. We don't have to, you know, go somewhere to heat it up. We always have heat in the cabin, and we can cook on it on demand. So we get a threefer with one stove, and that really makes a lot of sense. And it's fun. It's a pretty stove. You can Google it, Flame View, built by the Amish. It's from Margin Stoves. It's a great stove, and it's got a 20-gallon hot water reservoir on the back, like the Kitchen Queen did, which is the one I had, which was a 24-gallon hot water reservoir. And it's got warming trays, and it's just more efficient. Now, the Kitchen Queen was more of a beast because you can can on it. You can get it really, really hot. And we decided we're going to can on the outdoor stove using propane heat and not abuse the wood cook stove because the last stove only lasted 11 years and it's such a bear to bring in. Plus, when I bought this stove, it was missing a part, the reducer on the flue. On the pipe, so I had to, you know, wait for that to come in, or special order. I can't remember how I did it, but I couldn't use the stove right away, and that's good because I planned for Murphy's Law, if you will. So I put the stove in July to make sure I had a couple months of making sure the stove was going to work properly before I had to use it. So I love it. I think everybody, and this is the problem with the political correctness of today, you know, the elites, the so-called celebrities, the actors, the comedians, talk show hosts, singers, entertainers, all represent the Dems and the elite and not the Bill of Rights and Constitution for the little people. So the wealthiest people, we can see, all hate Trump. And this is obviously all manufactured because Trump wants to give the little people a say. He wants us to keep freedom of speech. He wants us to keep the ability to protect ourselves. And why these super wealthy people are complaining about our carbon footprint? They have multiple huge houses all around the world, and vehicles, and they fly all over the place. And their carbon footprint is probably, you know, 10,000 to a million times the average person. But this is a great way to recycle this lifestyle. Nothing goes to waste. Every junk mail, every piece of paper, every cardboard box gets burned or gets used as a fire starter. Every leftover piece of food either goes to the dogs, the goats, or the compost pile, or the chickens. Everything gets reused in this lifestyle. And it's a lot of fun. And Vince, to answer your question earlier before the break, about a pickup truck, to me, real quick, it's a tool. It's a twofer. Two for one is transportation as well as a tool. I've had elk, moose, bear, deer, gravel, rock, firewood, my personal animals for hauling, dogs, goats, fencing, every tool imaginable, including chainsaws, animal feed. I could not have this lifestyle if I did not own a pickup truck. Vince?
Well, that was my question. Could you live the way you do without one? So the answer is no, you could not. We could not. Kyle, your thoughts on a pickup truck? I'm not talking about a brand new $60,000, $65,000 pickup truck. I'm talking about one that's got dings and dents and you can actually use it as a pickup truck.
A work truck.
Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, and the reality is I have a 95 Chevy, and it is an extended cab because I do like having that, but it is a long 8-foot box. So I can put, I have 2-foot sideboards all the way around it that I built, and one that goes across in the front to keep wood from falling into the rear window of the cab. And Vince is absolutely correct. You can get about 3/4 of a cord on there because, and that's something to always bear in mind, people, when you're measuring a cord, if you've got big rounds or you've got even just any rounds that's
like bigger than 10 inches or 12 inches in diameter, something like that, you lose a lot of space to air. Because I have seriously, I've loaded this, my truck up as till it's heaping, and I've got 2 foot sideboards all the way around and one that goes across the back. And I've literally filled it up to where it's a foot and a half higher than those sideboards. Come back home, and once stuff is split up, and that's stacked in there, once stuff is split up and stacked into the woodshed, it ends up being almost exactly 3/4 of a cord. And if you measure that out, you know, 4 by 4 by 8, and I've got more on top of that, you'd think, well, that's a cord. But it really isn't. The other thing to bear in mind is that I've learned over the years is if you get pine or spruce, that's great for the end of the year and the beginning of the year. If you've got an inside wood stove like I do. And you're gonna heat with it. But anyway, the pine and the spruce, they burn faster, they burn hotter, but sometimes you don't want a fire going all day long. It'd run you out of the house in the early spring and the late fall. You know, it's getting to the point where you're just firing it up like maybe at night. And, then it's warm enough in the daytime that you don't want to deal with it. So, that's just stuff to consider. I like to have fir and larch, if I can, through the hardest parts of winter that we usually start. And I set my wood woodshed up like this. So I've got, spruce and pine towards the very first part that I know I'm going to be using. Then I fill it a whole bunch of larch. And then I've got about 1.5 or 2 cords of more in the front. That's pine and spruce, all split up and dried and everything, so that I know what how I'm going to work my way through the wood for the winter. Your wood stove, like Rich was saying, your wood stove makes a huge difference. You want a firebox in your wood stove that if you put a log on there, that will go all night long on low. And if it has a glass front, you will know if the wood stove is airtight by how long that glass front stays clear. If it carbons up really fast, and like within two or three wood fires that you got going or a couple of days, you know that there's a leak because that glass is cooling off, catching the creosote and collecting it on the front of the glass. But if you've got a good, tight, like I bought about 2 years ago, a guy in one of the little papers around here had for sale old design Country brand wood stove. Country is the brand. It got bought out by one of the big box stores, and they cheapened them up and everything. But this thing weighs about 400 pounds. And I mean, once you get it hot, you've got to really catch it and turn it down before the thing gets boiling hot on, because it stays hot for a long time. I actually cut my wood usage down by close to 1 to 1.5 cords by going to this stove. And I got it for $150 out of the little paper, and it looks like new. So anyway, you know, your firebox makes a big difference. You want a double burn system if you can get the newer design that's got the little tubes across the top and a plate so that the smoke kind of comes up, goes through these pipes and recircles and recirculates so that you can, burn the smoke a little better. I have very little trouble with any kind of creosote buildup out of the stove. Anyway, that's just a few thoughts on the things I've learned, but you're definitely going to need a four-wheel drive if you're going to get wood, and the four-wheel drive better work real well, and you better have load range E tires on it, because if you get off the road or anything like that, you need a strong, tough sidewall, and you're going to want plenty of tread on it. You try to go up in there with slicks, and you'll be sorry, I guarantee you.
Load range E tires are also known as 10 ply.
That's the old term
10 ply. The new term is load range E. Around here they still call them 10 ply.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I had a question for you. Modification to your wood stove. We were in Virginia. We had a couple wood stoves, one in the house and one in the shop. And it was a pretty big shop. It was, let's say, around 30 feet wide by 72 feet long. And we heated that with a wood stove in the winter. But the wood stove, the natural flow of the air on the wood stove was not enough. But what was enough was when we took a fan and we directed a slow-moving or a low volume of air around the wood stove, but not on the flue pipe, just around the wood stove, it was able to heat the entire shop. Have you done that? Have you used a fan to supplement on those really cold days?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm doing it right now already. I pick up all the time at garage sales these little, like, 6-inch, 8-inch fans, and you can usually get them for a buck or two and just plug them in, make sure they're not making noise or anything like that. And in the corner of our living room here, about, 4 or 5 feet from the wood stove, my wife has an old treadle sewing machine that's kind of it works, but it's just sitting there. It's more of a decoration than anything. And on top of that, I put one of those little fans, and it blows toward our bedroom and the kitchen. And I pretty much keep it on 24/7 once it starts getting cold outside.
Yeah, and Class, the reason you don't want to blow it on the flue pipe is it'll cool the flue pipe and encourage creosote, which could cause a chimney flue fire. Kyle, would you like to stay through the break?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do
okay.
that.
All right. We're talking about wood stoves. Rich Sheehan, offgridmontana.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yep, and Rich even did it again. He took us off on a tangent. And and we're talking about...
Blame it on me. I got like 50 articles here. I thought we were going to discuss it. I don't know how we're getting into firewood, but listen, since you say I started it, let me finish it right here because I just want to comment on what Kyle just said. He talked about never letting the fire go out, and he implied that he likes to have it going all night. I never do that unless it's below zero, which usually we can count on one hand here in northwest Montana how often we get below zero. Last year we didn't have one day below zero. But what I like to do is I always leave my vents opened all around my stove. And how I do this because I don't want creosote buildup. I don't want to turn down my vents and keep my fire low. I like to keep it hot. And what I do is I position my wood with rounds and splits accordingly. Obviously, a split's going to give you a hotter fire compared to a round, and I use probably 3/4 of my wood is rounds. I only use splits to start a fire or if I need to save a fire. But I try to burn hot, and what you were referring to earlier, Kyle, with the pipes that reburn the smoke, it's catalytic converter type. Now, sometimes they're not true catalytic converters, but they have the same philosophy built into it. And regarding the fans, I just buy those, you know, for $10, those cheap metal fans that you don't have to plug in, and I just put it on my wood stove and position it accordingly. And at night, what I do when it starts getting close to dark is I close the drapes in the cabin. And it's unbelievable how much heat that saves. On average, I'm done feeding the stove probably by 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's on average. Now, if it's a below zero winter day, obviously that won't be the case. But on average, I'm done feeding this stove at 3-4 o'clock because you can't sleep. It gets too hot. And I know it's not like a thermostat on a conventional home, but to me, the most comfortable temperature is between, say, 64 and 74 degrees. Okay? That's for inside the cabin. Now, if it gets a little warmer than that, I just, you know, go off to a corner and do some work there. But, you know, I do a pretty good job keeping it in that temperature range, or else, like I said, it blows you out. You cannot sleep. So, plus I have a solarium attached to my southeast corner of my cabin, and during, you know, these late September, early October days during the day, I can just open that door and get free convection heat from my solarium. So there's little tricks of the trade that you learn, whether it be drapes or whatever, but I never touch the vents because I don't want to burn low. I want to keep the O2 coming in. And like I said, I just position my rounds and or splits accordingly to get the temperature up or down. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You've got three families here with three different styles, types of wood heating. You've got Kyle, who has an airtight wood stove inside the living space. You have Rich Sheban, who has an airtight kitchen cooking wood stove inside the living space. And the Finelli family has an airtight outside wood boiler. And I just wanted to talk about the differences very quickly. From my perspective, Kyle and Rich have the most efficient system, meaning all the heat stays inside except for what goes up the flue. In our case, we have the least efficient system because we have an outdoor wood boiler, and the wood boiler is efficient. But what is not efficient is sending the hot water that we heat, the 400 gallons that circulates back underground into the house. We have losses through insulation of the underground plumbing that's 3 feet buried in the ground. So we have more losses than having the wood stove inside. So theoretically, we would burn more wood for the same amount of heat, the same insulation, the same size structure as compared to Kyle and Rich. But, Kyle, your thoughts on what I just said about those three different types?
Yeah,
pros and cons?
You know, and if you don't have a double burn type wood stove, or if you have the old style earth stoves or stuff like that, I totally agree with Rich. You know, you're going to want those things completely open. The new double burn systems, this is no kidding. I will usually clean my pipe, which is like every time that I have tried to clean this pipe, the only creosote that I have built up is on the very top with the little china top. And I bust that loose, and the rest of the pipe, you can look right down it, and it looks just as clean as it can be. If you don't mind, Vince, I've got some other ideas. I'll hang through the break if you want.
Sure, that would be fine. That'd be fine. And in our case, we don't shut our wood stove off except to shovel out a huge pile of ash. So we have probably we shut our wood stove off maybe once a year, maybe twice a year if we burn a lot of bark, twice a year, but typically once a year. And we have a pile of ash that would fill up a pickup truck. We'll be right back. We're talking about heating with wood.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.